Welcome to Coffee with River. Grab your coffee, sit down, chill, let's talk. Welcome to Coffee with River. I have to warn you guys right off the bat, this is my fourth cup of coffee today. Now, typically I try not to be like that, but this is one of those rare cold days in Florida. And by cold, I mean it's like 69 or 70, which I know anyone from anywhere else right now is probably thinking I'm a huge wimp. And I didn't used to be. I used to, you know, live in Northern California where cold is cold. But I have since turned into a very big wimp when it comes to the cold, and to the cold is anything below 75 here. But I actually love it. It makes me really happy. Anyway, today we're going to talk about something that honestly I'm surprised we're even going to talk about, because I didn't think I'd ever talk about this ever again after it happened, because it was really, really annoying. Okay, this is a bit of a story, so bear with me. So I would say about, for me, 2 years ago is when I started hearing the name Marie Kondo. And I know that she was like big before that or whatever, but I didn't really hear about it until, well, actually, to be totally honest with you, I didn't at first hear anything about her until I was watching the Gilmore Girls revival and they had a whole scene on her. And from there, I decided to kind of like, I kind of looked into her book, and then I was like, okay, this sounds kind of weird, right? Because if my honest opinion is, if you just read about her philosophy and what she thinks and you don't like read it through and through, you just read snippets or what the internet says, you're just going to think she's a whack job. So I did just that, and so I kind of ignored it. Anyway, I finally watched her Netflix show one day and got the spell put on me to Marie Kondo my entire house. It was crazy. It was like a 4-day process. It was not the 20 minutes like the show is, which I know it takes more than 20 minutes, but okay, any women that are listening to this, or I guess any men too, but anyone listening to this, did you guys Marie Kondo your life after watching that Netflix special? Or I guess if you're really sophisticated reading the book, because when I did it, it drove my man crazy. He was going insane. He's like, why are you doing this? This is so dumb. Why are you folding clothes this way? Why are you tearing everything apart? Why are you throwing all this stuff away? But it made my home feel better, which was the whole point, right? Okay, so there's the foundation of the story. Now, I started thinking, this was a couple months later, I was on Instagram one day, and I, at this time in my life, I was spending way too much time on Instagram. And I was scrolling, you know, and my philosophy at that time was, follow everyone that you think is better than you, because then you're going to be better. Okay. Now, that initially sounds like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, follow successful people and you'll be successful. But it kind of wasn't in those regards. You know, I was still at this time not 100%. I felt back to the way I was before my baby. You know, I was at the time, you know, still 23, I'm 24 now. So this wasn't that long ago, but, and I just felt like my life wasn't together, and, I have a crying toddler. This always happens. Soon as I go to record, a crying toddler walks on in. Yes, Ben. He just wanted my door open. That was it. He went back to doing his thing. Anyway, and I just realized, man, every time I go on Instagram, I feel like crap afterwards. I suddenly feel like I'm not doing enough in my career. I'm not doing enough in my house. I'm not doing enough with my body. I'm not doing enough as a mom. Oh, that was a big one. I feel like on social media, and I feel like it's kind of calmed down recently, or maybe it's just because I'm not following anyone anymore, but I feel like there's like this ongoing competition with moms to like post the best and cutest pictures of their kids with like these custom filters. Like everyone's like making their own filters with these apps, and they're like doing, they're having like this style to their Instagram. And I felt so much pressure to do the same. I'm like, wow, like, you know, I remember when the baby was really little, he had just been born, and I was like trying so hard to keep a style and a theme to my Instagram because it was said to be that important. And I feel like moms are just in constant competition to post the cutest picture in this cute outfit, in this cute pose, with this super inspirational quote about how, you know, motherhood is so hard, but I'm, you know, doing my best, and or I am so blessed and they make it worth it, whatever, right? Insert typical Pinterest mom quote here. And that would start to get to me because I'd be like, oh, wow, I haven't taken like a photo shoot style picture of the baby in like 2 weeks or a month or whatever. I'm like, wow, I'm such a bad mom. I need to stop what I'm doing. I need to take this picture. This, you know, what am I doing? I don't have my life in order, right? Whatever. And the other thing was too, is, you know, I was seeing babies, you know, babies his age or kids a little older. I started comparing him. I was like, you know, why isn't he doing this yet? Or how come he does this like this, but this kid is doing it like that? And it was driving me nuts. It was driving me absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. And at this point in my life, I had already stopped going on Facebook. You know, I have not been on Facebook in a while. And even now, I'm even rarely on it because it's just so much to take in, first of all. And to be completely honest, it's a bunch of really irrelevant information. And that sounds brutal. And that's fine. It can sound brutal. But anytime I go on Facebook, I just feel like I'm absorbing nothing but irrelevant information. It's taking up space in my brain that could be used for more productive things. And then I start thinking about people's lives that I have nothing to do with, or I start wondering things, or I see something, I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened to this. And I start just, it's a rabbit hole. And then everyone's posting their politics and being keyboard warriors and, you know, hysteria on the latest health, whatever. I just can't do it. Over that, right? So at this point, I was already over Facebook, but I was still like obsessive on Instagram. I was always trying to keep stuff on my story. I was doing things just to put on a story. And you know what? I wasn't even hardcore. Like, I say hardcore, like, I wasn't trying to be an Insta baddie or anything. Like, I wasn't trying to be like an influencer. Because trust me, I'm not the person to do that. But I was just feeling like I needed to keep up all the time. And my life started revolving around it. What I cooked revolved around it. What I drank, where I went, you know. And then I was always feeling bad about myself. Like, I would consciously know. Like, I would know. I would look at a picture and know how bad it, or how much it had been face-tuned or altered with one of the body apps or photoshopped or whatever, or airbrushed. And I would know that it was. But it didn't matter. Like, I think that's something that no one ever extends on that topic. Like, everyone always goes like, oh, don't compare yourself to that picture because it's, you know, it's not real or it's airbrushed or it's edited. It's like, oh, I know it is. And I think we all do too. It's not that hard to tell when something is edited or airbrushed or photoshopped or whatever, but it's still there in your face, right? I mean, we've all known for years that magazine covers are like completely crazy edited. But we still look at them and kind of wonder, right? And I'm someone that's never wanted to admit that I look at pictures of other people and feel bad about myself, because to be honest, I've always thought of it as a sign of weakness to admit that. But honestly, I just think it's normal. I just think we all do it. And but when I was feeling, and that's fine. Like, I don't need to cry every time I see it, right? No, but when I'm filling my head with nothing but that, and obsessing over why I don't look like that when I was already on a journey of my own. It just wasn't healthy. And then, you know, I just had people, and this goes into a whole new world, but, you know, my career is in health and fitness and nutrition, you know, metabolism. And I would just see so many posts on things that, you know, people posting advice or how-tos or selling their so-called knowledge or information to other people. And it was, you know, potentially harmful stuff. And that would drive me up the wall because, you know, I can't fight off every person. But, you know, it also drove me crazy to see. It also drove me crazy to see MLMs. And I know this is a super controversial topic, but, you know, blatantly speaking, I have too much moral value to ever say it's okay to sell someone something under false pretenses. And these MLMs are so much like that. They, you know, wrap your body in shrink wrap and you're going to lose weight. Take this pill and you don't have to exercise and you'll lose 30 pounds in 10 days. Like, it shit's not real. So I just don't even like to listen to it or see it because it just, again, riles me up. And why should I be putting myself in a position to get riled up by scrolling through images on my phone? Okay, think of it just like that, right? And I was over it. And that day that this all happened, I was like, screw this. Why am I doing this? Who cares if I do this? Like, this is dumb, right? And at the time, I was following just way too many people. And I'm sure other people followed so much more. And maybe this is a small number, but I was following like 3,000-4,000 people. Hold on, coffee. I just hate when my coffee goes below a certain temperature, so I had to drink it. Anyway, so I decided, and it just clicked. I was like, well, I Marie Kondo'd my space at work. I did a Marie Kondo to my home, my clothes, you know. How about, and my car. You can Marie Kondo your social media too. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. So I did it. Right? And I was like, holy shit, it's going to take me like 6 hours to unfollow all these people. And, you know, Instagram only lets you unfollow so many people at a time. So I downloaded an app. There's an app for everything, right? I downloaded an app and just pressed delete all, right? And I was like, that'll be easier. I'm going to delete everyone and refollow the people that I really want to follow from scratch, the people that really make me feel joy. Why would I want to see something in my face every day that does not bring me joy? And this doesn't mean that people I unfollowed were bad people or I think that I'm better than them, which I think was kind of the perception from some. All it meant was that it didn't bring me joy, right? It didn't make my day better. It, in fact, would make my day worse for one reason or another. And sometimes you have to think, honestly, there should be many times that you're thinking about yourself and your health, right? Because an empty vase can't give anything. I think I used that expression right. Anyway. So that... my toddler... I don't know if you guys picked that up. My toddler just came in, slammed my door open, pointed at me and said no, because he didn't want the door closed. But his TV is very loud, so just give me 2 seconds here. This is so not a conventional podcast. You ever read any podcast guide? It's like, be in a quiet room with no distractions. Yeah, I can't do that. It's funner this way, more surprises. So anyway, I was just going to do this in the dark. Meaning, like, I was just going to do it, not tell anyone, like, who gives a shit, right? It's not like anyone's going to know that I unfollowed them. Oh, my God, was I wrong. I had no idea that people could have an app that told them who unfollowed them and, like, notified them. Because as the numbers started going down on my Instagram, I mean, this took a while. It took like a whole day, almost a whole night, because it could only go for so long. People started texting me. People started messaging me. And two people even called me. And all of these people seemed genuinely hurt. And I was really shocked. I really didn't know what to say. I was like, you know, and I would try to explain to every person, hey, it's just something I'm doing. I'm just trying to cleanse my social media. I'm going to refollow people once everything is through. I'm just following way too many accounts. I'm just trying to clean things up, right? And but people were like worried. And then I started going, you know, holy shit, if this is happening, and this started happening within the with the first few hundred that were unfollowed. And I started thinking, this is going to happen more. And it did. And it did. So instead of keeping answering messages and, you know, whatever. Because mind you, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm sorry. He's standing right outside my room. Waiting for me to shut the door so he can open it. Oh my God. I really hope that this quality isn't super shitty because he's doing that. But so I'm not the kind of person that would like want to go off social media and be like, I'm taking a break from social media. No one talk to me. Text me if you want. You know, like, I hate this. Like, I am so not that person. I couldn't give two shits if someone unfollows me. Like, it does not bother me whatsoever. And guess what? I would never know because I don't care. I legitimately don't care. It does not bother me. I'm a person with a very, with few in her circle by choice. So anyway, so I made a post reluctantly, but just to like make it clear, I'm like, hey, I can't remember all what it said, but it was like, hey, I'm doing this, trying to cleanse this, mental health, whatever. It's kind of like Marie Kondo, but for Instagram, right? Everyone was like, cool. And then a family member commented. Oh my God. Now, first, everyone's probably going to like crucify me for this, but I really don't have a relationship with most of my family, neither my mom or my dad's side. And so there wasn't a lot of family on my social media to begin with. But I had just recently started to reconnect with someone on my mom's side who was really cool. She was always at my work, you know, had a cute kid, whatever. And this person commented on this post, was super offended. And I can't remember the whole comment, but it was something along the lines of like, you're putting your feelings on other people, like it's their fault, or like, oh, no, wait, hold on. The comment was, and I said, you know, if it doesn't bring me joy, I don't need it, something on my post. And it was like Marie Kondo for social media. And then she was just like, yeah, you're right. This post doesn't bring me joy. Like deleted or something. I'm like, what? And everyone that saw that comment started messaging me, was like, hey, what's up with, you know, this person. I'm like, I have no idea. And so finally I was like, you know what, fuck this. And I messaged her like, what's up, you know, this is the exact reason why I'm doing this shit anyway. And she's like, you're putting your feelings on other people. You're making it seem like it's other people's fault that you feel a certain way, and it's rude. And Marie Kondo is about objects. And so you're, you know, treating people like objects. I don't know. It's just some like really offended and hurt. And I was like, wow. And you know, I don't remember how I replied, to be honest, but I do remember something along the lines of like, I really figured that you would be supportive of me. Guess I was wrong, whatever. I deleted her and blocked her. But it is a prime example right there of how the internet is. Like that was family member. That was someone that should have had my back no matter what. And I hated the fact that I even had to make that post, but it turned into such a big deal and I never thought it would. Like, people don't care about me or what I do. Like, I'm not a big deal, right? I'm not like this, I'm not a YouTuber, celebrity. I don't like, I'm not a mommy blogger. I'm not like a, you know, I'm not a model or a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not someone that holds some kind of certain social status. So the fact that like anyone even cared or was offended just totally shocked me anyway. I continued with my cleanse, refollowed people little by little. And right now I probably should do another one because I'm probably following too many accounts, but it made my life so much better. So much, like, there's just no stress anymore. I would go on Instagram. And the other thing is that Instagram's algorithm is so weird, right? So the people that I wanted to see their stuff, I never would see, because instead of like my childhood friend's post popping up, it was the Instagram model with 4 million followers with her 7th post of the day that came up. So all I was seeing was that. I wasn't even seeing the people that I wanted to see. You know, and so suddenly I was started to see the people I wanted to see. And I felt less pressure to like post things as much and, you know, post these perfect things and keep up with people that were doing this thing and whatever, right? And that was just me personally. That's what I needed. And it worked really well. And, you know, after that, I officially deleted the Facebook app, so I wouldn't go on it much. Like, I check it every once in a while, usually when, you know, E tags me in something or whatever. But other than that, not really. And, you know, between then and now, I had some fluctuations where I was posting more, posting on my story a lot or whatever. And I finally was just like, no. Like, I'm 24 years old. I'm supposed to be getting my life, like, in order and doing shit right now. I'm not going to spend 7 hours or whatever it is on social media, right? And I did really, really good with that until TikTok came around. And this part of the story will be short, but pretty much TikTok came around, became popular. I kind of tried to make some, but it got stressful again, just like Instagram was. And it was super addicting. TikTok is super, super addicting. And it's its own little world. And I would be on there for like, I would think 5 minutes. I'd turn around, 2.5 hours went by. And it was distracting me. And again, just super unproductive. And I just was like, yeah, screw it. And I deleted that. And I probably won't ever go back on it. But it's just, I think it's really hard now for people to disconnect from that world and be in reality for a little bit. Because here's the thing, social media is such a critical tool in business nowadays, right? Like every time, oh my God, almost every day at work, I have someone else telling me, why aren't you using, you should be using social media for your business. It grows your business. I'm like, dude, fucking no, but I don't want to. I don't want my social media right now. Like, I'm 3,000 miles away from everyone I've ever known in my entire life. My social media right now is kind of a good escape for me. I go on there to see things, connect, whatever, and I only stay on there for a few minutes now. If I was using that for my business and for my job and whatever else, it would become such a job again. It'd be so stressful and posting it. And some people like that. And I just don't want to do that again. And I definitely don't, like, I spend so much time at work already. Why would I want to spend all the time that I should be spending with my kid at home after work posting with social media and worrying about what people are, how people are reacting to it? I don't care enough. It's not like, if I needed to, or if I was in a position where it was like my own business or something, then maybe, yeah, I would. But anyway, you know, that's just kind of the story I wanted to tell. You know, cleansing myself of that. And I hope this doesn't sound super cheesy, like I'm like better than everyone that's on social media. It's not. It's nothing about that. Some people are perfectly fine doing it. My brain though, I am such an overthinker, and I take everything, like I won't stop thinking about something for like 7 days after I've heard it. And I'm getting better with that. I'm really trying to work on letting things go. But why would I put myself in a situation that I know makes it worse, right? And I just like think about how people really tried to make me feel guilty about trying to do something better for my mental health. Like, how mind-blowing is that? Like, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do something that's healthy for me. Just wanted to explain it, whatever. And I've got, you know, this group of people who are like, hell yeah, do your thing. I got this group of people that are like, you're this, you're that, you're projecting on this, you're treating people as objects, you're doing this to people, you're being selfish, you're acting like you're better than whatever it was. And it's like, that wasn't my intention at all. And that's how that world is. No matter what you do, someone is always going to say, that sucked, you should have done it like this, you should have said it like this, this is what I would have done, you shouldn't have said that, you shouldn't have done that. And it just gets old. That is honestly, that is why I don't post anything related to my career, my job. Because I got really sick of people that had zero idea what they were talking about, trying to tell me I had no idea what I was talking about. See, it's just, everyone says they don't like that stuff. Like, I hate going on Instagram and seeing this, or I hate when people do this, or I hate, and I hear that word all the time. You know, it makes me sad. It makes me like, then why put yourself in that situation? Like, I've started to not have as much sympathy for that, because I'm like, it is so easy to take yourself out of that situation. You just need the willpower to do it. Is it more important to you to feel like you're something in a virtual world? Or is it more important to you to do something amazing in the real world? What's more important to you? Right? What's more important? Is it more important to spend 3-4 hours trying to get the perfect picture at the beach? Or is it more important to sit there for 3 or 4 hours with your friends or your baby or your husband or your wife or whatever and enjoy it? Right? Those likes that you get, they're instant gratification, right? It's instant gratification. It's instant like, wow, I feel good. I'm so great, right? But being able to look back on a day where you had so much fun and so much enjoyment with people, that's continuous gratification, right? Like, we live real close to the beach now, right? It takes us about 5 minutes to get there, if even that. We're right there. And we'll be there. And I'll take pictures of my baby on the phone, right? The only pictures I have of me at the beach are like my sister comes to town. She likes to do photography, so she takes pictures, right? But, you know, and I'll just look around. Oh, the two of us will look around. You know, and the baby's playing, and me and him are looking around. Me and E are looking around, and we're going, wow. And, you know, specifically me, I'm looking at these people. You know, you got this girl that's posing all these different ways, waiting, you know, get this perfect picture. The man that's with her is trying his hardest to get this picture. She's getting upset, he's getting frustrated, they don't want to be doing it. And but you know, when she posts that picture, there's going to be a caption like, best day at the beach with my fave, right? Like, it's going to look like it was this perfect world and this perfect day, and here's the snapshot in time of me having the most perfect day ever. And it's like, it's not how it was. So why do we feel the need to portray ourselves like that? Right? Like, why do we have to make sure that our Instagram feed, like, you stick with you know, I so don't know anything about photography, but like, you stick with brighter colors, or you stick with lower hues, or you stick with black and white, or you stick with having something pink or blue in every single... Why does it have to be like that? Right? Why do you have to spend all this time getting... Why when do I go into a restaurant now? People get their food, And the first thing they do is take their phone out and they take a picture of it and they write an Instagram caption about it for their story or their Snapchat story or whatever. And then they start eating. But the entire time, they're not even talking to each other. And if they do, it's to put the one phone into someone else's face and say, look, did you see what this person said? Or look at the picture I took. There's no real conversation going on. And I know I sound like such a boomer right now, and that's fine. I think it's more that I'm just like, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying like, oh, it's so annoying. I'm just saying, like, there needs to be a balance. There needs to be a balance between the fake world and the real world. And yeah, it's a fake world. Let's be 100% honest. It is what you are putting, you're portraying yourself as. And again, that's fine. I'm not talking shit on it. I'm just laying out the facts of what it is. And if that's helpful for you, if that's how you express yourself like this, this is how I express myself. And some people probably think it's really stupid. And that's fine. How you express yourself is your Instagram or your Twitter or whatever it is. That's fine too. But don't lose yourself in it, right? Because I did. I lost myself in it. I especially lost myself in it right after the baby. And I hate admitting that because I don't want to look weak, right? And that's always my biggest fear. I hate looking weak. I hate looking weak. And I hate if people think that they see me fail. Like, I'm really stubborn about that. I could be bleeding from the head in front of someone and I will tell them I am fine. I do not need help. Like, that's the kind of person I am. Just who I am. You know, you just have to make sure you're not getting stuck into this fake world. And I'm so not trying to be like a motivational speaker, because trust me, like, I'm not perfect. I don't know anything. I'm not like this, oh, I've been through so much, da da da, I know everything. I'm not that kind. I'm just sharing what I found. And, you know, by the way, I still haven't spoken to that side of the family, in that part of the family. And that's okay too, guys. Like, little side note, if there's someone in your family that is toxic to you, you don't have to keep in contact with them. It is not a requirement. Don't let the word family tie you to someone who brings toxic energy into your life or who drains you or whatever. You're not required to. So, little side note there. See, this is what happens when I have so much coffee. I go on a rant about something, but hey, maybe it's entertaining to you guys. Well, I think that's it for right now. Watch, I'm gonna record like 3 more podcasts today just because I'm like on a roll now and I want to talk about everything. I think that's all. And I will see you guys next time I see you. If you listen to this, you're cool. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I will see you soon.